didn't want us to know our true nature. They had the fact we're a perfect creation. Have us believe that we need sedation. Food, we don't need it, it lowers vibration. We're energy beaks, yeah, we don't need a thing. We're already complete, just live and breathe. Want you to be a slave to your mind. Want you to eat and get diseased. We've been blind for so long. Time to wake up, yeah. And we are, we are, we are breath there, yeah. You're breathing right now. Spirit breath is all around. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Meditation is the foundation. Qigong, breath work, choose a cultivation. It's showing our true potential, now life is so amazing. Grounding myself, feet on the earth, sun gazing. Being consistent, now my energy is raising. Human photosynthesis, come on and embrace it. Holistic life, let's make the transformation. No matter how I fail, discipline myself, I'm on my way. Desperation helps, I just watch my old self melt away. Gotta make this change, doing this for me. How yourself awaits. We can live forever or for a very long time, I say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched, no matter what you believe. This is really heaven on earth, but you just gotta say.
Om Shanti. They don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact that we are perfect creation. Have us believe that we need sedation, food. We don't need it. It lowers vibrations. We are energy beings. Yeah, we don't need a thing. We are already complete. Just live and breathe. Want you to be slave to your mind. Want you to eat and get diseased. We've been blind for so long. Time to wake up. Yeah. We are, we are, we are, brotherians. You're breathing right now. We are, brotherians. The spirit beneath. The spirit breath is all around. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. It's not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, this is really heaven on earth. But you just gotta see. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. Meditation is the foundation. Qigong, breathwork. Choose your cultivation. Showing our true potential, now life is so amazing. Grounding myself, feet to the earth, sun gazing. Being consistent now, my energy is raising. Human photosynthesis, come on and embrace it. Holistic life. Let's make the transformation, no matter how I feel. Discipline myself, I'm on my way. Inspiration help, I just watch my old self melt away. Gotta make this change. Doing this for me, higher self melt awaits. We can live forever or very long time. Don't be afraid, it's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energy, it is not far-fetched. No matter what you believe, it's really heaven on earth. But you just gotta see. We are. Brotherians, we are energy beings. We are already complete. We live and we breathe. The purpose of life is to attain the perfection, which is our nature. And we don't have to bring, borrow, snatch, steal, or get. perfection from outside. Perfection is our nature. Even if you talk of the physical part or the spiritual part, soul is already perfect. Body is already perfect. All attempts to improve, to progress scientifically, all attempts to progress have led to imperfection. We want perfection, a holistic approach. And holistic approach of well-being should have 4 to 5 components. And the most important component is meditation. Second is exercise. Third is diet. Fourth is fasting. And fifth is thought. All 3-5 things should go together. Then only we can attain that holistic health. Thought, your belief system, it's all in the mind. Diet, what you are eating, you're already perfect. Food, it lowers vibrations. Food, it leads to sedation. Food, it leads to diseases. When you understand this, that what has caused man so much diseased and full of maladies, you will find that food is somewhere the major factor. So diet, exercise. Some people go for diet but forget exercise. Some people go for meditation but forget exercise. Some people go for fasting but forget exercise. Exercise also here, breath work. It's not just the physical exercise, it's also the breath work. These all things should combine together. This will make a holistic spiritual life. If even one thing is missing, it will make us diseased. And a diseased body cannot do spiritual progress. For spiritual progress, you need a perfect body. A body which doesn't need, which is not tired, which is not exhausted. A body which is full of energy, enthusiasm. So meditation is the foundation. It's all in the mind. A person thinks that he is sick and he becomes sick. A person thinks that he is healthy and he becomes healthy. The strong belief systems. So all 5 things should go together. Then only we can become healthy and progress spiritually. Meditation, exercise, diet, fasting, and thought. Whether you are having thoughts of inferiority complex or superiority complex, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of vices, they reduce energy. Holistic life is all about energy cultivation and energy activation and energy conservation. And yesterday, we saw few things about why we eat. That's the part 1 of Nirahara Samyama. So now coming to this Nirahara Samyama. What is Samyama? Samyama is a Sanskrit word, means Sayam, restrained. It's a combination of Dhyan, Dharana and Samadhi. So what is this process? It's in fact a 21-day process. It's a 21-day process where you stop chewing and you eat, you only drink. The focus is on drinking and the focus is on not chewing. Something is dust to the body, something very deep. This act of chewing in the higher stages of spirituality is also an act of violence. So, we are doing it for 8 days, not 21 days. But those who feel comfortable, they can go ahead and do 21 days. And if you can do it for 21 days, you will not be the same person afterwards. It will attack the genetic makeup. There will be total change of personality. So why this? Yesterday we saw, why do we eat? So there were 11 reasons or 12 reasons. And one more important reason which we forgot yesterday was satisfaction. Why we eat? Satisfaction, deep sense of contentment, deep sense of satisfaction. When you eat, you feel satisfied. In fact, there are only two reasons for why we eat. One is taste and second is satisfaction. These are the two major. But what if we can get these two things from non-material sources? There are two types of food. One is physical food, material food. Another is non-physical food. When the body is tuned, it doesn't need outside things. It can sustain itself on subtle energies. We are subtle beings. We are energy beings. You heard the song. We are energy beings here. We don't need a thing. We are already complete. We live and breathe. Want you to be a slave to your mind. Want you to eat and get disease. We have been blind so long. Time to wake up. We are brotherians. But they don't want us to know our true nature. They hide the fact that we are perfect being. Have us believe that we need sedation, food. The moment you eat, you start feeling drowsy. That's why. The moment you resort to less eating, you start feeling energetic. The moment you omit dairy, you start feeling energetic because the mucus is removed. The moment you stop grains, cereals, you start feeling energetic. Why? Because they all need fire. They all need fire. They all need condiments. They all need salt. Salt irritates the system. The body is free from external intake. You will get salt, whatever that is needed, from all the natural sources. It's also an addictive. All condiments, spices, they make the things tasty. But then they destroy the real taste of things. You drink a glass of orange juice, but to make it tastier, you put some condiment, some spices. The taste which you are enjoying is not the taste of the orange. It is the taste of condiments. You are making a sabji or something. Rice, you put so much condiments. It is the taste of condiments. And condiments and spices, they are indigestible and they make all other things which go with them indigestible. And that's why people keep on suffering from gases, from acidity, from burping, from regurgitations. Constipation is a national, no, it's an international disorder. Every alternate Indian is suffering from constipation. If you ask him, do you have any problem? First they say, no, we don't have any. Anything with the stomach, yeah, it is sometimes heavy. You feel heavy. Yogi is someone who doesn't feel that there is stomach. In golden age, in Satyug, the stomach was rudimentary organ, very small in size. Chest was the primary organ. Breath of life. But now, stomach has become big and chest has become small. That's why people keep on suffering from breathing issues, COPDs and asthmas. Once upon a time, the stomach was very small. The more you put, the more it works, overworks, and its size increases. And then you need more and more food. So more solid you put, more you want. So this transition from solid diet to liquid diet is Nirahara Samyama. You are entering an unknown territory. You are entering a new world where you are the guinea pig of your own mind. And there is a fear of death. If I die, then if I fall down, then my BP will go down. I'll feel dizzy. Don't be afraid. It's in our DNA. We are meant to thrive on subtle energies. We are brotherians. We are energy beings. And we just need energy, nothing else. Our body is like mobile phone. The mobile is already made. It doesn't need extra material. It just needs charging. This is already made. It doesn't need anything extra material. It just needs charging. And the charging can happen with meditation. And the charging will happen with breath work. The charging will happen with prana. So, why this? Let's see. Today, why to opt? Why to think? Why to go for this? We are eating normally and we are not having any disease. Why to go in this unnecessary trouble, unnecessary suffering and Hatha Yoga? Why? But what you are calling normal eating, you are putting and introducing so many toxins in the system and they remain in the digestive tract undigested. And the intestine is clogged. And suddenly, and that's why you keep on getting rhinitis, cough, cold, fever, loose motions, vomiting, viral fever, dengue fever, malaria, and COVID, and diabetes, and hypertension, and ISDs, and obesities, so many diseases. If not migraine, headache, cluster headache, something or other, body pain, knee pains, back pain, something or other. Everyone is suffering from something, some or other disease. If you do the blood test, some abnormality comes. High cholesterol, high sugar, borderline sugar. A yogi's body is in perfect health. Is free from all the toxins. Is free from all the unnecessary, unaccumulated, unnecessary material. So let's see 10 reasons for doing this. First, natural. This is our natural state. We are energy beings and we thrive off energy. We just need energy. And how do you gain energy? You gain energy from sun by sun gazing. You gain energy from ground prana by barefoot walk. You get energy from water. You get energy from air. Air is the reservoir. What is our food? Our real food is air. Our real food is prana. Our real food is cosmic radiations. Our real food is vibrations. Air is the reservoir of all the nutrients. And yogi's body becomes so subtle, then he can catch the vibrations. The senses become so sharpened that what we call prana. Prana is the universal life force. Prana is everywhere. But the greatest amount of prana is in sun, when we gaze at sun. In ground, when we walk barefoot and our body is in touch with the earth. The earth, entire earth is the great magnetic field and the grounding and the earthing takes place. From air, cosmic radiations, cosmic vibrations, cosmic microdust, cosmic rays, pure rays, fresh air. Prana is also known as chi. It is also known as ki. It is also known as organ. It is also known as mana. In Bible, there is a mention of Moses and his crew. God helped them with the food of manna. Heavenly food is called manna. So, you survive by those subtle energies. You have to condition your mind that I get everything that I need from the energy which is around, the prana. It is known as pranic living. It is known as pranism. Those people who, there are about 30 to 40,000 people at present on this earth who all follow pranic lifestyle. And they have food freedom. They may eat once and next 2-3 days they don't need. And they enjoy a normal family life. Their children, they go to party, they enjoy everything. But there is an amount of food freedom. But how they have achieved? It's all programming here. So the first reason for going for this liquid diet is nearest to Brahmacharya diet. It is just below. The journey starts from non-veg diet. Earlier everybody is non-veg. Then you realize, oh, it is very violent. We should not be. And we prefer to go for vegetarian diet. And we become proud. We look down at these people. They are cruel. They are dirty people. They are non-vegans. We will not eat with them. And you become vegetarian. But gradually you realize and you enter into veganism. Because milk is the greatest violence. And so much violence is associated with it. This is an upcoming topic. You can read a lot about it. So you are very happy that we have become vegan and these are vegetarian people. And you look down upon them. They are not good people. They are milk drinkers. They are tea drinkers. They drink tea. We don't. Persons feel so sad when they take a biscuit and they put into the hot cup of tea and it gets drowned. But the greatest tragedy is when Second, Rescue Biscuit also gets drowned. Rescue team. So from now, vegan, you understand that cooking is cruel. And you enter into uncooked raw. And the moment you make this transition, suddenly a surge of energy happens. Suddenly you become powerful. Suddenly your sleep reduces. Suddenly your yoga increases. Suddenly you become spiritually enhanced. And suddenly your retaining power, your creative power, your mind, the clutter is removed. So you continue with this for some time. But then you become very thin built here. And the whole world becomes your enemy. But then gradually you understand that this is not the only path where you should stop. This is not the destination. Because there you start making a lot of recipes. So Maya of recipes enter here. Hundreds and thousands of recipes. This, that, this, that, this, that. And then gradually you start making changes. Okay, jaggery, okay, it's okay. Those seeds are okay. The condiments are okay. The spices and salt and black salt and rock salt. And all the Maya enters raw. Gradually you realize this raw is raw Maya. Even Maya is a raw eater. She says she eats you raw. That day sister was telling that she has no time to cook. Otherwise you will run away. So she's a raw eater. But then gradually you shift to fruitarian. You want to be less violent. You don't want vegetables have flesh. And then gradually you realize even fruits, they are good, but they involve chewing. And you shift to liquid. And when you enter liquid, you find your appetite is decreasing. But you are full of energy. But you still become thin-built. But if you don't want to remain thin-built, then you have to also go for exercise. And that's what people forget. Weightlifting exercise, resistance training exercise, gym exercise. Because if you don't combine, you will still remain healthy. But look-wise, you will reduce. So combine this with exercise and then see what happens. And maintain this for a long time. So the first reason for Nirahara Samyama is this is your natural state, which is our natural state. And in the natural stage, when we entered on this planet Earth, deities, they were, most of them were liquidarian or fruitarian. They didn't need food for necessity. They ate for enjoyment. Because the stomach was very small, there is no question of getting hungry. And their senses were very much heightened. So it's our natural state. Second is, you become more creative. You become more creative because our body is liquid. And you are not allowing the body to undergo the task of putting solid food, digesting and then eliminating. We are not digesting and eliminating machines. Whatever we put, 99% goes out. The third is spiritual growth. We never say that I am male, I am female. We don't keep on reminding ourselves that I am male, I am female. I am male, I am female. We know it's so natural with us. In the similar manner, when you go on such a liquidarian journey, you don't have to keep on saying I am soul, because you remain detached from the body most of the time, automatically. The urges, the stimulation, the excitements of senses, they come down, they reduce. You enter a new territory. Absolutely new territory, an unknown land where you don't know what is going to happen today. You don't know what I am going to eat today. You don't plan. I'll eat this in the afternoon, I'll eat this in the night. Nothing. But you know that whatever I will take, that will be liquid. So automatically spiritual growth happens. So these are the three. Time is getting up. So remaining seven we will take tomorrow. This is a big topic. It will take 1 year also. But we have to finish it in 7 days. Next 4-5 days. Om Shanti.